The burn will start at about 8:30 Wednesday morning at the Sweetwater Wetlands area near Prince and I-10. And shortly after that, the 911 calls will probably start rolling in. Captain Barrett Baker with the Tucson Fire Department says unless the public specifically knows about prescribed burns, their first instinct when they see a plume of smoke is to think it's an emergency.
What we have to try to do is just stay ahead of the game as much as possible and try to let people know that this is a prescribed burn. Concern is always a good thing, but just the more we can get it out there that that is scheduled to take place, hopefully that will ease the burden on the 911 operators.
Baker says the controlled burn will play a dual role. It's part of the city's mosquito abatement program, and it gives Tucson firefighters the chance to practice with wildland fires.
The majority of what we do as the Tucson Fire Department is obviously dealing with structure fires, with mobile home fires, with car fires. We don't do a lot of wildland firefighting. So we always use it as a little bit of a training exercise as well, just to say, you know, how different is it to fight this type of fire compared to going into a two-story apartment that's on fire.
The 18-acre Sweetwater Wetlands was built in 1996 as part of the city's water treatment facility. The area is built around a series of recharge basins and reclaimed wastewater. It's also an urban wildlife habitat. More than 200 species of birds have been observed there. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.